typically illiterate.
Wow. You know, and that's a part of the, and that is a part of the problem in our country.
Because they kind of fall along the party line. I mean, this is the Calvary Chapel party line for, you know, I know 15 years ago were talking about we need to pray and seek his face and God is going to bless our land and And I've just heard this party line over and over and over again, and people just hear it and they just repeat it and they don't think about it and they don't examine it for themselves to actually, again, properly exegete the text. Look at who this was written to, look at when it was written, who wrote it, why, and then examine it. Instead, they heard, well, they heard it from somebody else, and this was a respected person, so they just repeat it.
You know what? I'm wondering what the San Diego thing is going to bring out. Here's another article that I received from Brenda Hargrave, Phoenix, Arizona. She says, this is wacky. The FCC can do a warrantless search of your home to inspect cell phones, garage door openers, and the rest. Now, I'm going into the article itself. Brenda, I want to thank you for sending me these very interesting articles because everything is changing. The FCC has a warrantless household search. In other words, they can search your house. Listen to this. In this article, it says, you may not know it, but if you have a wireless router, I have one, it's right here in this office, a cordless phone, any of you guys got that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. A remote car door opener, baby monitor, or cell phone in your home, the FCC claims the right to enter your home without a warrant at any time of the day or night in order to inspect it. Wait a minute. It says, that's the upshot of the rules the agency has followed for years to monitor licensed television and radio stations and to crack down on pirate radio broadcasters. And the commission maintains that the same policy applies to any licensed or unlicensed radio frequency device. Anything using RF energy, we have the right to inspect to make sure that it is not causing interference, says the FCC spokesman David Fisk. That includes devices like the Wi-Fi routers and the use of unlicensed spectrum. Fix says the FCC claims that it derives its warrantless search power from the Communications Act of 1934. Man, they went way back. Through the constitutionality of the claim that has gone untested in the courts. That's largely because the FCC had little to do with the average citizen for the last 75 years. In other words, I don't have to read further to find out what this is all about. They're going back trying to tweak every law they can.
Yes.
To have right to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they've gone back this far and said, now, since no one's challenged that, we can tap into anything that you're doing. I was having a discussion with John Laufer, and I had to pause because I had him on the speakerphone. He had me on speakerphone. And I said, John, I'm not going to say certain things because, man, I know they're listening. And, you know, they're listening to the dialogue, and if you say it, they can record it, and then they're coming to get you. And I don't want to impinge that brother out there. And Bob, what he's telling me, what's going on out there, man, them folk are stocking up, man. They are stocking up on goods out there because they just know that the cities are going to be a mess. And I told John, I said, man, can't nobody get out of this thing once this thing shuts down? This thing is just going to become a heap of madness. But it's going to be good to see how the Christians fare well. My goodness. What does it say? It is a major stretch beyond case law to assert that authority with respect to the private home, which is the heart of the Fourth Amendment protection. He's absolutely correct. Don't let my neighbor's dog bug you. Thank you, Brenda, for that article. It's amazing, man, what is going on in this country. Just amazing. I'm not surprised. Well, brethren, we have about 3 minutes before this hour's up. I think we've tackled the major issues. As we go back to our theme right here, settling for nothing is what the Christian church has done. It has become the Christian church's categorical imperative. We gave a definition of what a categorical imperative is. We said that you act only according to the maxim, which you can at the same time will that it should become a universal law. That's what the church does. They are acting according to the pleasure maxim. Mm-hmm. And they're making that pleasure maxim. That's their utilitarian mindset. It's about pleasure, happiness, good times. What John and Bob and Mark is talking upsets me. I don't want to go there. I don't want to think about that. But you know what? You're going to remember this webcast. You're going to recall this discussion. And let me let my final word be, and then I'll let these other brothers talk. My final word will be, Lord, I hope that you have looked in my heart and found some righteousness that I love you and I'll serve you. Now, the cause, gentlemen, falls on me because they're coming to get me. Mm-hmm. They're not coming to get you. I'm the Bible teacher, because they figure that if they can shut the Bible teacher down, that you guys are just going to go underground and become moles hiding out. Now, what the whole thing is, Jesus gave the example. When they came to get him, what did that do to the Christian church?
Energized them.
It energized it and exploded it.
Yes.
And caused them all to do something.
Right.
Now, when they come and get the Christian leader, the so-called church goes gopher, man.
Right.
You know, we got to hide. We got to eat some corn and grits. Oh, man, it's crazy.
It is crazy. Yeah, Pastor, I mean, it's just such a sad commentary of the decline of our society, but we see that this is basically the decline of our world.
Yeah.
And, you know, it says in the last days they're going to call evil good and good evil, and we're seeing it.
It's
more
happening
and more
so rapidly.
Every day. And just anybody that is a staunch Christian is now considered hateful, narrow-minded, divisive, just, you know, so contrary to the common good of what they want to see this world come down to, that that we're hated.
A guy be the queen of the prom? Mark, that doesn't make any sense to me. How can a man, a boy, 18, be the queen, the prom queen? And how can a whole school of boys and girls elect him without any guilt? How can the staff, the staff of
nobody,
the children.
Nobody is willing to speak up.
Fairfax High. They had it all on the news today. Mm-hmm.
It happens because nobody in that school, from the grown-ups to any of the students, were willing to stand up. I mean, there might have been talk amongst the students and some of the people, but to stand up in front of the crowd and to make that announcement, this is wrong, that took guts, and nobody did that. Shut it down.
Right.
Shut it down the first day. Oh, no, we're not doing this. Because the kids did it as a joke, from what I read in the article. It was a joke, and it kept going and kept going. And now he says, Sergio Garcia, the person who won, says, I feel invincible. So now he's gained all this, you know, pride in himself because he actually won the thing because no one in the building shut him down.
Right. Man, you know what that was? That was an attack against authority.
Right.
That was an attack against authority. And since no one is in authority, we can do whatever we want to do. And this is the kind of world that we've created.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what that is, man.
Yeah.
That's what that is, and nobody had guts.
There are several different reasons for it. I mean, major is the media. I mean, you know, when I grew up, movies were pure and clean, and TV was pure and clean. And then when I was in junior high is when they started the ratings, and they pushed the limits and started putting language and violence and nudity into the pictures, and they had to have what they called M ratings back then for mature audiences, and then they went completely wild and had an X-rated movie, and then it ended up winning the Academy Award for the best picture with Dustin Hoffman in it. So I've never seen that movie, Midnight Cowboy, but I've heard of it, And I think we had gay lovers in it and all of that. And this was back in the 70s. So we have seen that being that the media has pushed the limits. The educational system has pushed the limits. And then now by pushing the limits back then, what was at the limits now then is the norm now.
Right.
And they're pushing more and more limits from there.
Wow. That's just so amazing. That's where we are today on this, the 28th of May, 2009, in our country, the United States of America. Bob, I want to thank you for driving down. And I want to tell you people out there, you should see this nice shirt and tie outfit. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Doc is tough today. I like that. That's nice.
Oh, thank you.
That's a nice outfit. Mark Ramsey, it's always good to see you. And then,
thank you very much.
Our executive producer just walked in the office. Bro, man.
He always does. When towards the end, he says, okay, it's time.
He said it's time. Look at that. And he goes to each person and tells us, get up out of here so you can go in there and play with me.
Bro, man is saying we're in violation.
Yep, you were in violation. Thank you, guys.
Infraction.
We'll pass up the theme music, but we want to ask him to do one thing. Whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, stay into the word. God bless you and good night.
Okay, you got to get down.